Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for convening the meeting today on agenda item 2 on our agenda, and I would also like to thank the panelists for their insightful presentations and inspiring thoughts. Mr. President, last year, the High-Level Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty Expert Preparatory Group agreed on a very substantial consensus report. It was subsequently endorsed by the General Assembly in Resolution 73/65 and transmitted to the Conference on Disarmament for examination. This report has thus been before us, and in February of this year, the chairperson of the high-level group, Ambassador Heidi Hulan, gave an impressive briefing on the report of the group. Important progress in facilitating the start of negotiations of an FMCT has been achieved with this consensus report, in our view. We welcome the report as a significant contribution, and we should build on this report. As members of the Conference on Disarmament, we must do all we can to preserve and develop the architecture of nuclear arms control. Let us recognize stagnation can turn into erosion. On FMCT, we have been delaying negotiations for far too long. An FMCT would be pivotal in advancing non-proliferation objectives and at the same time bringing about important confidence building and transparency measures in support of disarmament. Different views on certain aspects must not prevent us from moving ahead, but should be reconciled during the negotiations. This includes, among other things, the contentious issue of whether a potential treaty should address existing stocks of weapons-grade fissile material. Bringing such questions to the negotiating table will allow for an in-depth discussion during which every participating state will have the opportunity to make their security interests heard and accounted for. So these differences, as we have said very often, should not prevent us from entering into negotiations, in which, of course, a consensus outcome is needed. We highly welcome the commitment of the P5 to engage in FMCT-related discussions and look forward to their sharing of outcomes with all other CD members. In closing, Mr. President, I'd like to emphasize it is high time that we start negotiations on a treaty. Thank you very much.